Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Some news now about attempts to get legal accountability for the water crisis in Flint, Michigan. Preliminary hearings are underway in Michigan to decide whether four state regulators can be tried for their role in that Flint water crisis. If the judge allows the case to go forward, four environmental regulators could face charges ranging from involuntary manslaughter to misconduct and willful neglect of duty. It's been nearly 4 years since Flint's water was contaminated with extremely high levels of lead. The charges here also cover the Legionnaires outbreak that killed 12 people in Flint between 2014 and 2015. Quinn Kleinfelter is senior news editor for WDET, Detroit Public Radio. Quinn, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Todd.
Quinn, these four defendants that I mentioned who are undergoing these preliminary hearings, where do they fit into the story of the Flint water crisis?
Well, there are four people who were environmental regulators, and the attorney general is accusing them of failing to protect the Flint residents because they supposedly were aware that some of these problems could develop with the switch from the source that they'd been using from Detroit previously to the Flint River, and that they did little to stop it, in fact, nothing to stop it, and in fact tried to fudge some of the rules that would have maybe prevented them from doing that. Again, the allegations are that it was as a cost-saving measure, and the people that are defending these particular defendants say that that's just simply not the case.
There's also another hearing for two other defendants that's been ongoing. Where does that one stand?
Well, those, again, is taking quite a while, and that would be Dr. Eden Wells and Nick Lyon, who is the head of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Again, people that the attorney general says should have known that this crisis was going to happen and that they studiously avoided it. The entire thrust of most of this is that these people failed in their duty to try to protect the citizenry. That they could have seen from things that were happening that this was likely to cause problems within Flint, and that they simply did nothing or tried to avoid it or avoid taking any kind of responsibility whatsoever for it. As you mentioned earlier, the Legionnaires' disease that had an outbreak as well is where they've come up with some involuntary manslaughter charges against two that are currently underway. And that is, again, related to this water switch, or allegedly, and that killed 12 people, sickened another almost 80. And again, it's a crisis of confidence in the state government that was supposed to be protecting these people.
But Quinn, is there a sense yet of whether or not these cases will be allowed to proceed? I mean, in many cases, people acting in their official capacity on policy matters are immune from prosecutions of this kind, aren't they? As long as there's not, you know, corruption or something similar at play. Is there something different here that charges and criminal charges might be allowable?
That there's this neglect of duty that they should have known, and if any reasonable person would have been able to tell that this was going to be a problem, and that they simply avoided it. So there is that situation, and that seems to overtake some of the protections that you mentioned that officials might oftentimes have. The other is that these are all preliminary examinations, and if the judge accepts there's enough evidence and it goes to a jury trial, that's what they're really trying to avoid, because there's just no way any of these people are going to win a jury trial in the city of Flint if it's amongst their quote, their peers. This is stretching out this current one with these four people underway. They expect the preliminary examination alone to take maybe 9 days, have anywhere from 24 to 100 witnesses trying to talk about it. And it's all coming at a time, too, when there's a gubernatorial election on the horizon, and the current governor, Snyder, will be used as kind of the pinata for he should have done something to Flint, all the charges should stop with him, which they likely will never go to. The attorney general who's pushing these charges is running to replace the governor. So in many ways, this not only just a Flint hearing issue, but it's also a campaign issue of sorts.
And a major one in the state of Michigan after the Flint water crisis. Quinn Kleinfelter for WDET in Detroit. Thanks, Quinn.
Thank you, Todd.